Brent Ryan is, well, you know Brent Ryan. My gosh, if you drive down LBJ and the tollway, you see the Ryan name on there. He keeps up with tax laws all over the world. But he's also a very savvy real estate investor, a hotelier, and about to be a big developer out in Plato. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Glad to be here.
So it's not enough to be the founder and the chairman of Ryan LLC and operate all over the globe. You're in the hotel business. That started with your hometown in Big Spring, right?
David, it did. We operate the Settles Hotel in Big Spring. We bought it in 2006, renovated it, and it's been open now about 9 years, very successfully. But it's all part of the tax business, because what drove the hotel business, frankly, is tax credits. Were it not for programs like the New Market Tax Credit Program or the Historic Tax Credit Program at the state and federal level, we could never have done what we've done in Big Spring. So it really all gets back to the tax business.
Yeah, and if you're envisioning in your mind sort of a Big Spring version of a Days Inn, not at all. This is, how tall is the hotel?
It's 16 stories.
And very conspicuous on the landscape of Big Spring, Texas.
Well, it's the tallest building anywhere in the county, and for years it was the tallest building between Fort Worth and El Paso. Now, Midland overtook it some years back, but you know, it's quite an icon in West Texas.
And now you and some partners are finally taking on the Baker Hotel in Mineral Wells. That's an iconic hotel that's had several attempts to try to renovate it.
Well, like the Settles, many, many people looked at it, tried to do it, figured out that it didn't work. And with the Baker, which I'm very excited to tell you, we are under construction. We are in the abatement and demolition process now. It's the same story, David. It's without the tax credits, you couldn't do it. I mean, we're getting support from state, federal, and local authorities on that particular project to the tune of $25 million. So without it, you couldn't do it. But it is a fantastic building. It's an icon, and you know, we're excited about what it's going to mean for the Metroplex. It's going to be, I think, the number one destination for people doing corporate retreats and things where you want to get out of town, but maybe not too far out of town.
Well, and people don't realize or remember that Mineral Wells was a destination, but for the cures and the crazy water that's there.
It absolutely was and will be again, because part of our design concept with the Baker is a nod to those healing springs. So you'll see a lot of that we've woven throughout the new design. And if you haven't been to Mineral Wells lately, you should go. It is amazing what that community's done in restoring itself with the Crazy Water Hotel and now the Baker under construction. It's a really, really neat place to visit.
Do you have a sense of the timetable at all, or are you still in the discovery phase?
We're about 24 months out, I would guess. I mean, we're under construction. You know, funds are in the bank, and we're ready to execute. But it's a big project. You know, if I wasn't crazy doing Big Spring, this is three times bigger than what we did in Big Spring. So it is a much bigger project, and it's going to take some time to finish.
Well, but before I start referring to you as Conrad Hilton, let's talk about another real estate development. Well, I remember the headline out. It seemed like a couple of years ago, you bought a large piece of land. I didn't even know that much land was left in Legacy West. And finally, we're beginning to hear about the relocation of your headquarters out there.
That's right, David. Our plan is that we're going to construct a new tower in Legacy West, which is right there on the northeast corner. We bought 6 acres there, and we're going to build a large tower and move the majority of our headquarters there. Now, we'll still keep some presence here at the Galleria for those people that live, south and east and west. But all of our folks, for the most part, live in the northern part of our community. So our play is less of a real estate development play than a workplace play. We want to be where our people are, where it's convenient for them, and where they're most productive.
And we hear more and more about that because there's so much, so much competition for jobs. I mean, there are a finite number of people, especially good people that can work for you as you get closer to your employees, which I guess makes them happier. Your people have always been happy. You're always voted as one of the top places to work in the area.
David, that's right. And, part of the reason for that is a long time ago, I learned that they are better at making decisions than I am. You see, I used to think that the CEO was supposed to figure out the right answer and make the decision and everybody would fall in behind him. I figured out it's exactly the other way around. The way I run business here at Ryan, we ask them, for example, with Legacy West, we ask the employees, where do you guys want to be? And they told us. On systems, we used to go through these processes of selecting systems. Now we just poll our people and say, what systems would you like to use? And we find that we get a lot better. We're a lot more successful. The decisions are better, and there are a lot fewer complaints that way.
What, so are you going to be a landlord also? Will you have other tenants in this development?
Initially, yes. We're planning, it's about 400,000 square feet of space. We're planning to take half of that, and then the other will be available for sublease.
Well, we wish you all the luck. And any timetable on that?
We're a ways out yet. Our lease doesn't expire here until the end of 22. So early in 23, we should be at our new headquarters home at Legacy West.
I can't imagine how many people see your name passing by every day at the corner of LBJ and the Parkway. It's like the greatest advertising there could be.
Yeah, it is great. And I meet people frequently that say, oh, you're the guy with the building on the Galleria. So, yeah.
That's the guy with the building of the Galleria. Brent Ryan, the founder, chairman, CEO of Ryan LLC, and soon to be laureate in the Horatio Alger Society. It's good to have you with us, always.
David, thanks so much. Enjoy it.
Thanks for more of our conversation with Mr. Ryan. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.